Hello, geeks. Jack Munson here, along with Mike McDowell, my colleague and director of operations at Social Joey. Hey, Mike, what's up today?
Oh, not much. Just getting ready for the holiday season here. How about yourself?
I am the same, and I hope we have some tips here that are going to help people through the holidays and maybe into 2021. Folks, Mike is a certified Facebook ad buyer and business manager, and we're bringing you a new tip each week directly from Facebook to make your franchise system's ads run more efficiently and reach more franchise candidates and consumers in the most influential space on Earth. Mike, we were talking a little bit earlier this week about some new limitations on ads that Facebook is rolling out soon. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so it's probably going to rock anybody that's running a lot of ads at once pretty hard. But starting in February of next year, Facebook is going to start limiting how many ads a single page can run at a time. And really the impact here is for franchises that, or at least in my mind, the impact is for franchises that haven't yet converted to running their ads from their local store pages, and they're still trying to handle all that from a corporate level. They're going to be deeply hurt by this because it's basically going to shut down their ability to run, you know, 50, 100 ads at a time, you know, in different markets and different things like that. And so it's definitely a major game changer for the way that a lot of franchises and multi, you know, unit operations are going to start having to operate. You know, this is something we've seen coming for quite a while, right? I mean, we've talked about it for years. Every time Facebook releases an update or Google releases an update, it's always get more local, get more local, get more local.
Yeah, local businesses doing local stuff for local consumers. They've been saying that for, oh, I don't know, about 10 years now. But now they're actually going to maybe enforce this a bit. Where do you think this is coming from? It feels like there's something, oh, I don't know, a little Trumpish about about these multiple ads coming out, right?
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of speculation after you know, there was so much buzz around the guy that Trump had running his social about, you know, the fact they were running all these hundreds of thousands of ads and different demographics and all this different stuff that they were doing at the same time, you know, kind of the front end of it was a lot of praise for the guy of figuring out such a strong micro targeting option, I guess, within Facebook. And then it quickly turned, you know, obviously I think the guy ended up even, I don't think Trump fired him, but like he wasn't on the social team. I don't know if he got sick or something happened. I can't remember exactly what it was.
Yeah. I think he had a few other personal issues came up in the past, but you know what? Hey, that's what happens when you run 300,000 individual Facebook ads.
Yeah.
You're going to have difficulties in your personal life.
Yeah, it's funny. The thing that we've kind of been joking about internally at Social Joey is, man, it's hard to get Facebook business manager to load when you're running like 100 ads. I don't know how you can get it to come up if you're running a couple hundred thousand.
Yeah.
So
Trump had a much faster Wi-Fi network than I do.
Right. Yeah. That must be it. So. So there is a lot of speculation that was kind of the core, you know, influence behind it and a lot of other political things, just like, you know, so Facebook has been just historically so reactive to, you know, a campaign does a thing and then Facebook, you know, will change the rules so that they can't do it next time.
Yeah.
And it's even more so, I would say, than the Trump campaign directly. The other side of this is that, you know, if you're a brand new page or a brand new advertiser to Facebook, Facebook's not going to treat you the same as somebody that's spending, you know, $100,000 a month on Facebook ads, right? And so it's almost a way to let Facebook make you build some rapport with them before just turning you loose. And so I think as much as it's they don't want somebody running, you know, a couple hundred thousand ads at the same time, I also think it's a lot of people just creating like these non-affiliated political pages and then just starting to blow ads out. And even if they're just doing it locally, just, you know, running tons and tons and tons of ads to try to influence even local stuff. And I think Facebook's starting to see like the reason election ads have such a huge impact is one, because of the amount of money that's being spent. But I think also it's because the number of ads that are getting ran during that time. And I think that's really been what the reaction's been to, is the fact that, you know, if you're running 200,000 ads and your budget's bigger than anybody else's, you're going to get the top placements every time.
Yeah.
And I mean, you know, assuming your ads just aren't horrible, but it really hurts businesses that are, you know, they have $5 a day or $10 a day or whatever it may be. And I think to commend Facebook a little on the action is to say, I think they're actually doing it with the best interest of businesses in mind that are more long-term customers than just a, hey, we're going to do a big push once every 4 years or 2 years or whatever it may be, because it seems like, you know, the people that are going to be hurt by it are the people that are trying to do, you know, a ton of stuff from one account. The problem for our industry and franchising is that's still a very common practice, in that a franchisor tries to advertise for all the franchisee locations. And a lot of times that turns into multiple ad sets and multiple ads and so on and so forth. So it's definitely a hot button issue that, you know, some people could really, really, really have to change some stuff up come February, 2021.
And the tip then is to get away from that model of one entity running so many ads in so many locations. You know, don't think of yourselves, folks, as a political candidate who's trying to hit people in all of these different important counties around the world or around the country even. You've got to move to some sort of local pages where you can run individual ads from those pages. Right, Mike?
Yeah, because it's the page is what's being limited, right? It's not an ad account issue. It's the fact that it's not running from multiple different pages. It's running from one page. So the strategy has to shift to where the ads are running from, you know, individual pages if you're going to be running, you know, a bunch of multiple ads.
All right, perfect. Real quick before we go, Mike, I wanted to mention that Social Joey is a proud supporter of the International Franchise Association's VetFran program. For nearly 30 years, VetFran has been the bridge between the franchise and veteran communities, educating veterans about entrepreneurship, encouraging franchisors to commit to veterans, and advocating for veteran franchisees. The program has nearly 600 corporate members and operates a national network of veteran franchisees supported by public and private sector partners. Learn more about VetFran at vetfran.org. And for more on Facebook and other social media channels for franchises, check out socialjoey.com. We'll be back next week with another Facebook franchise tip. If there's anything you would like to talk to us about or maybe share or have questions about, hit us up, jack@socialgeekradio.com.